This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Second Insanity right here on The Real Side. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. I really do. You know what? You need to get involved. You need to get engaged. With everything that's going on today, or everything that's going on, period, you really do need to get involved. You know, the president right now is speaking. I can't decide whether to put him up on screen or just keep talking. I figure some of you who really want to hear what he has to say, you can tune in over there. I mean, come on. He's actually, the only one really carrying it without a clip, without a hiccup, is Fox News. And maybe we'll, if he keeps talking, maybe we'll hit him up in a little bit. I am Joe Mancini, your host, and always a pleasure to have you with me. Hit up on the website, realside.com. We can watch live. We can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening there. There's a lot going on, and enjoy the stories. Sign up for email blast. Really simple. Just top right hand corner says newsletter. You want an email? We'll send an email out once a week. I don't inundate you with it. If you want text alerts, you can be alerted by simply texting TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Now, the other night I did a story, about the young up and comers in the Democrat Party, and how it seems like the Democrats, think of the things that they're embracing right now. And I know it's not all of them because, you know, I've got friends that are Democrats and they're telling me they don't know where their party went. They're trying to find their party. Want to know if there's some kind of GPS product they can use to find them. I mean, they're all about making sure that the rights of illegal aliens are above those of the American citizens, right? We can't have the border because it doesn't work, yet it is working. There's so many things happening right now that show the Dems have lost touch with the Americans, the average American. I mean, this, our president, the one that they say everybody hates, that everybody doesn't like, and, oh, they all want impeached, they want him gone. He's filling stadiums across the country. And yet the ones that they're in love with, the ones they see as a new face of the party, and those aren't my words. I mean, those, to a degree, those are Nancy Pelosi's words at one point. She was excited about the new class of the young millennials showing up. AOC, Omar, Tlaib, Hill. And what have they been doing since they got control, right? There's so much fake news, Russian hoax, racism. I mean, racism runs rampant all of a sudden. Apparently, it didn't even exist under Obama. I could choke on that, but I have a show to do. Right? Russia hoax, recession. Oh, my God. I know I said Russian hoax twice on purpose. You're looking at the recession fantasy. Oh, we're going into recession. It's all over. It just won't stop. Right? The Ukrainian hoax. And then they got all excited. We got him with this. There's a second whistleblower that's coming out. I mean, these guys get so excited over nothing burgers. Right? Two buns, no patties. And, you know, and you've got AOC, who's having... what is it with these people? They think the contributions that they get are for their own personal use? Do they not know that these are for them to run for office? They're supposed to be using them to run for office? Or what? Do they forget? They not know? Do they not have anybody working with them? So anyhow, this, again, it's just you're watching what they see. You're looking at what they're holding up in high esteem. Omar, whose attorney says, you know, the congresswoman's second marriage is over. I mean, I didn't know her first marriage was really over. I don't know how many marriages she actually has. I don't think anybody does. And the media is to blame, by the way. I don't know if you talk to her. You hear what she says, right? It's the media to blame for all of this. So Omar cheated on her husband, yet it's the media is to blame. Why? Because they uncovered it? Yet it's just amazing. She says the media is in line she does. She says the media is in line with certain groups because they won't uncover what those groups are doing. This is the group of non-responsibility, AOC, Omar, and so on. The other night I jumped into a story about my local congressperson, Katie Hill, in the California 25th District. You know, here's somebody, since I did the story, and even before that, see, I get people send me all kinds of information on these, on candidates, congresspeople, and what have you. And it's hard to do this story because I don't know what's going on. And a lot of you, when you send me information, I need backup for that information. And now, because of what I said the other night, I'm getting more and more backup on what's going on. And this we may go on with this for quite some time. Off and on. I usually don't do stories that are kind of locally based, but this one's too good to give up on because Katie Hill is one of, or a congressperson, Katie Hill. She's one of those calling Trump and others that support him out for not being people of integrity, not loving this country. Supporting a guy like Trump. Think about what he said about women. Remember early on when they thought maybe he was cheating on his wife or had cheated on his wife with, well, what's her name? The pole stripper, whatever was her name. Stormy Daniels. But now I'm getting reports that some of our congresspeople have no basic moral values at all. If you can't commit to your spouse, why would you commit to a country? Join me in your house. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Time. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. Come on, sing a song.
Well, no, please don't sing to me. We're good. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So thank you for being with me. You know, give a call. You've got something to say about it. I mean, seriously. And again, over the next few months, maybe for the next year, right? We've got an election going on. I'm tired of sitting back. I'm tired of waiting, you know, for people to mobilize and make a difference and make a change. You need to get rolling. No more PC, because they're not being PC. Look what they're doing to President Trump. They could care less about this country. The only thing they care about is taking down President Trump. And God bless, I really do hope that Hillary Clinton runs again. I mean, think about what she said. She said, well, I'll beat him again. She didn't beat him the first time. Last I checked, she didn't. There was nothing stolen. Isn't it interesting how when we win, when Republicans or conservatives win, they stole it. When Democrats win, it was fair and square. Was it Stacey Abrams out of Georgia, lost by 52,000 votes. She still claims that she's the governor. Right? Because we stole 52,000 votes. We can go this over and over and over again. There is no fair and square. So you need to stop playing fair and square. You know, we've had David Horowitz on the show and others. It is time for guerrilla warfare. Stop being, the problem with most Republicans is they're too nice. They want to play nice. They don't want to cause any trouble. They want to stop it. If you don't want to get in and get your hands dirty, sit at home. Stay on the couch. Keep watching whatever shows you're watching. Stay on the couch. But you've got to engage it. No more allowing it, no matter how uncomfortable it is. Now, the only caveat I have here is, again, Congresswoman is going through a divorce with her husband. For whatever reasons, whatever went on between the two of them, personally, not my business. Not yours either, really. But all this other fringe stuff is. Because, again, remember, the Dems are coming out as the moral ones. Nancy Pelosi made comment that they do God's work, that their people are all about God's work. Well, if you look at these people, AOC, Omar, and even Hill in this case, what is God's work? Playing with money, playing with people? I mean, we did a story the other night. The ethics behind this is all wrong. The ethics committee has a rule against having relations with your subordinates. And as I said earlier, you know, while she was married, while she was running for office, Congresswoman Hill was having an affair with Graham Kelly, her finance person. I mean, are we serious? Anything goes now okay? I'm asking because I want some help here, because I know the people on the left, I know you guys listen to the show. Because I get the emails after. I want to say you don't have the guts. I don't know why you don't call during the show. Right? I don't know why you don't make your comments during the show so we can talk, we can discuss like real people do. But again, until you decide to really fight this at the level you need to fight it at, then don't bother. Mr. Graham even got a $5,000 bonus when she won her race. Which, in all fairness, it's not uncommon to give bonuses to people that work on your campaign. And so, you know, part of that bonus, part of your prize, so to speak, is you get to work in a congressional office after you've worked for the candidate. They get in, and then you get to work in a congressional office, you would hope. But I guess my comments around this are, I'm tired of the hypocrisy of who has the higher moral road. Do Republicans have their fair share of issues? Yes. But when you've got Nancy Pelosi saying that the AOCs of the world, the Omars, the Tlaibs, the Hills of the world, are the face of the Democrat Party. Are we really okay with this? You know, it's one thing when you have that moment. It's one thing when you've had to fare in a moment. I'm not even okay with this, but I'm saying this is an excuse here when you say, well, you know, we had too much drink and blah, 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 we ended up whatever. But not when it's ongoing. Not when you know what's going on. The office hasn't come out to deny it yet. And so, again, working with your finance committee, working with Kelly, Graham Kelly, getting the bonus, moving him into the the congressional office, and I'm now getting information for people. I've got to verify it. So I'm telling you now, it's unverified, but the problem is it's coming in from too many places who are actually irritated. Too many people that are actually irritated and feel like they've been let down at this point. And this anger needs to go no matter what state you're in. You know, we're on 61 stations across the country right now. If you're in one of those states and you know what your congressperson, what your senator, what your local dog catcher is doing, don't let them get away with it. Because if they haven't got the moral value to see some of this stuff is wrong, and again, you want to get away from the relationships? I mean, even at a regular level, is it really, at a corporate level, it's a good idea to have sex with your secretary or people that are working around you? We're getting information that there may be another relationship. We're trying to get the FEC records to find out where money really went and where it came in from. I mean, there are plenty of these, the FEC records, you know, the records by which these people report where the money comes in from, the candidates report where the money comes in and where it goes back out. Many of them are really clean, really easy to read. Some of them not so much. So, again, I just want to be clear about this. This isn't information coming from a jilted spouse that says, okay, she's all bad, I'm all good. This is not what's happening here. There are way too many, I've seen with my own eyes, there are way too many inconsistencies, way too many things that don't make sense. And the reason I'm beating on this is look at what's going on with Biden and Trump right now. And at the simplest level, the whistleblower, friends with Trump, I mean friends with Biden, the whistleblower has ties to the Clintons. They're using the same attorneys. I mean, give me a break. Does anybody see anything wrong here? We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to stick on it till you guys get it. You guys are willing to fight. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Testifying in defiance of President Donald Trump's ban, former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, told House impeachment officials that Trump himself had pressured the State Department to oust her from her post and get her out of the country. Yovanovitch told lawmakers investigating Trump's dealings with Ukraine that there was a, quote, concerted campaign against her based on unfounded and false claims by people with clearly questionable motives. The diplomat was recalled from Kiev as Rudy Giuliani pressed Ukrainian officials to investigate corruption allegations against Democrat Joe Biden and his son. An aggressive wildfire in Southern California seared its way through dry vegetation and spread quickly as tens of thousands of residents continued to scramble to get out of its way. The blaze broke out in the San Fernando Valley and spread westward, burning its way into the hilly subdivisions on Los Angeles's northern edge as terrified residents grabbed what they could and ran. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
You're back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, being part of the, you know, be part of the process, be part of the conversation. Let's get this fixed. All right. Let's stop hanging out and, you know, just throwing information out there or throwing out the something you see on Twitter and other places. It's just a waste of time. You're not helping the situation. We'll put it that way. And part of what I'm doing over the next, again, probably over the next year, coming up on election time, is making sure that you need to get riled up enough to get off the couch and fight for this president. Actually, fight for America. Fight for the U.S. The D.C. right now, for the Democrat Party to a big degree, especially the young ones, it appears. Because it's like a frat house there. It's like a sorority game. 24/7. And if you've got any information about Congress people or elected officials, I mean, we're on 61 different stations across the country. You can look at our website, therealside.com. And check out the stations. If you've got a congressman or a congresswoman or a senator, and you've got information, you don't know what to do with it, now don't just send me stories or things you think you saw. But please, be able to back them up. I've got a bunch of stuff down that's been sent to me because they know that I'm doing this particular story about, you know, AOC, Omar, and Hill. And it just seems to be a pattern. Does anybody else see the pattern here? The drinking's okay. The extramarital affairs are okay. Right? You spend money where you want to. You call out others for immoral acts when you're doing them yourself. How's that work? How do I take you seriously? It's just like we were talking a minute ago about the whole whistleblower thing, right? Joe Biden and others get away with threatening the Ukrainian president. You don't hear them talk about it. They won't even discuss it on the other stations. And Joe Biden admits to it, and he smiles about it, and, you know, sounds like a thug the way he did it. And yet we find out the whistleblower has ties specifically, directly to Biden, to the Clintons, and to the attorney that actually works with the Dems, right, may have written the whistleblower memo. And then, what is it, Shifty Schiff? My God, he's having a field day. He lied out and out lied about not knowing who the whistleblower was, never dealing with the whistleblower, not having met the whistleblower, when he was working with them a couple of months before this actually came down. And then his team backpedals and says, hey, no, what he meant to say, this is like Obama, if you love your doctor, you can keep your doctor, right? So this is again, and he lied, and they made excuses for Obama, they made excuses for Schiff, they've made excuses for Clintons, the Bidens, and so forth. Don't let them get away with it no more. You got it? Put them on the hot seat. Make them defend themselves. I'd love it if Katie Hill would come on this show and talk about, did she have affairs or didn't she? Why did she have them? Why didn't she? Why is she paying somebody that she's having an affair with when she knows from an ethics standpoint it's wrong? Did you not know that? You know, it's one thing to have a weak moment. It's another thing to have a weak year. I've got some information, again, that she may have been having at the same time or pretty darn close. She may be having relationships with a woman. And listen, her sexual preferences have nothing to do with me. Don't have to answer to me for it. But again, it goes back to, does your word mean anything? Why do you feel so like it's so okay and so easy to bump up against rules? That's why I say if these young people, and I say young because they're a heck of a lot younger than I am, AOC, Omar, and Hill, if they're free and easy with their sex lives and finances, they're going to be free and easy with your laws. They're going to be free and easy with what's right and what's wrong. Are you telling me that nobody, I mean, it's pretty sad if nobody in your camp, nobody said to you at some point in time, hey, you know, what you're doing is wrong. Matter of fact, what you're doing might even be illegal. Are those really your friends? Are those people you really want around you? Are you telling me nobody made the comment that it could be that way? I don't buy it. Like I said, I mean, knowing after what? I don't know. I've got one detail right here that somebody sent me. It shows that Katie Hill paid Kelly Graham or Graham $5,100 in April of 2019. Now, the affair went on before then from the campaign, and now he's actually in the congressional office. So, again, I say to you, nobody in her office, nobody who cared about her, nobody who wanted to make sure, does she have anybody around her that wanted to make sure she was doing the right thing? Although I don't know how you wouldn't know that having sex with somebody else, another guy while you're married, is wrong. And again, that's whatever. And also some of the memos that I got, there's expenditures and things that you see that you have to sit back and say, got to check these out. But I don't, you know, I'm not like some of these other guys. I'm not like Hannity. I don't have 27 people sitting on staff that don't know what to do with themselves. So again, if you got anything? Hill, AOC, Omar, or anybody in your local area, I am done dancing around these issues. So much done. The problem, though, that you're going to have, the problem we're going to have, the challenge we're going to have is that media won't reach out. Media won't say anything because they're on the side of the Democrats. They don't want to lose the House. They're going to cover what they can. Listen, I've been told that there's even other radio hosts and such that won't touch this or any other stories around this. How much time do you think has been given to even Omar having those different relationships or what have you? How much time was given to AOC and her campaign manager and what he did with a boatload of money? Do a Google on Katie Hill and extramarital affairs, or even add the name, you know, Graham Kelly, and see what comes up. I'm telling you, if you don't think that Google's working against us, Facebook, and all that, you're out of your mind, which is why guys like me, commentators like me on radio, we have to use the airwaves to get our message out. Don't let them get away with it. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Anybody got a connection with her can say, hey, listen, I've reached out. She's got an open invitation to come on the show anytime she wants to and explain it. Again, every week, I don't know if we're going to hit a different congressperson or what, but as information comes in on these things, I'm going to keep putting it out there. Because it's getting old. It's getting old to sit here and have to defend, or not have to, I don't have to because the man hasn't done anything, but actually worry about what they're saying about Donald Trump, President Trump, and they have to answer for nothing. That is so wrong. Do not let them off the hook that easy. Don't do it. Call them on the carpet. Make them step up. I know there's been several calls, for instance, in this case, there's been several calls to Katie Hill's office. No response. Put it out there. We got Facebook, Twitter. They won't stop you. They love you guys. Just put it out there. And you could say, look, yes, my mistake. Bad move on my part. I'm so sorry. It was a moment I had issues of my marriage or life or whatever. But as I hear all the time when they're coming after Republicans, when you don't say anything, you must be guilty. When you don't deny it, you must be guilty. And be careful how you phrase your denial, because I plan on doing things, not just with you, but with all people. Okay, I plan on doing the same thing that Democrats do to us Republicans. I will scrutinize every word you say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Go get some coffee, warm it up like I did. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, look, I just got an email from somebody who's, you know, here's the deal. The stuff I tell you I know is true. I've seen it in my own eyes, all right, when it comes to issues with any of these things. You know, we've reported on others before. I mean, they're names from years gone by, but there's been plenty of congresspeople and senators and what have you that we've talked about that we have firsthand information on what was going on. Sometimes, I'll tell you, it's been alleged. Right? I mean, I should do what they do at CNN, right? I got an anonymous note from an anonymous person, an anonymous senator, that we believe to be true. Right? But here's the thing, you know, the question here is, how could you say she was having a relationship with another woman when you don't know? Do you have letters? Do you have notes? No, I don't have letters. I don't have notes. But see, for you Dems that are listening right now, remember that Adam Schiff for 2 years, almost 3 years, told us that he laid eyes on evidence that would nail Donald Trump, that tied Donald Trump directly to Russia. Remember that? Come on, some of us had a choke on that forever. Now, I'm not going to give out the young lady's name because I'm not suggesting, but she does. She looks extremely young, and I don't know how old she was in this picture, so I'm not going to say anything. But I have seen pictures. I have seen text messages. I have seen emails that have gone back and forth between people and others. One in particular, or a couple in particular, suggests very much that she was having a relationship with a young lady. Maybe at the same time she was having a relationship with Graham Kelly. So don't send me emails and accuse me of just throwing out BS, because I don't do that. I had somebody reach out to me in the real estate world who said that when Katie Hill ran for office, her name may have been on a piece of property, but she didn't live in the district. Nobody seems to care about these things. But they hold us to a whole different standard. Now, somebody said to me in one of the emails that, they hold us to a different standard because they don't have any standards. And we talk about morality. We talk about decency. And no, again, for clarity, not all Republicans are upright and good people. Not all Democrats are bad people. That's not what I'm saying here at all. What I'm saying here, though, is I have a specific congressperson, and I'll put them all in that category: Waters, Hill, AOC, Tlaib, Omar, Shifty Schiff. They all lie about this stuff. Look at Maxine Waters. She doesn't live in her district either. She lives in a nice area. Well, the district she lives into, in some of the areas, it's pretty bad. It's disgusting, actually. And you think about the Los Angeles area recently, what went down there with the homeless people? Democrats didn't go clean it up. They run that city. It's overflowing with crap. And who went down there and cleaned up? Republicans, conservatives, people with MAGA hats on went down there, brought them food, cleaned up, put the stuff in dumpsters like it should have been done. Because the city can't keep up with it. They don't have the money to keep up with it. Just amazing. And yet again, I'm going to beat this up until I make you sick of listening. And yet we're the bad guys. We're the terrible. We're the ones that don't care. And I am sure there are Republican Congress people doing the same thing. I don't know who they are. I don't have the information. Send me the information. Prove it. Show me pictures. Send me text messages. Send me emails. Send me screen grabs from Twitter before they quickly take them down, which is the case a couple times here with some of the stuff I have. I'm going to go through all this stuff over the weekend. And what I can share, I'll share. What I can't, I won't. And I am starting to get stuff down on some other candidates. But it seems to be now for the last, they've probably been doing it for 50 years, but especially up front, out front, and in your face over the last 3 or 4 years, all this stuff, all these indiscretions, and now come to the surface. It's almost like it's okay to do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. That's always good, too. You know what I'm saying? Trump didn't have a... No. Wait a minute. I want to finish this other thing up. we're hearing Beto O'Rourke, they went off on today, for some of the comments that he has made, with the LGBTQ community, pandering to them. Pandering to the anti-gun people, that kind of stuff. And what is the biggest thing on the campaign trail that nobody wants to really talk about? Healthcare. Where we are with healthcare. And I just need to get back to this guy because it's part of my notes here, and if I don't get rid of it, I won't be able to sleep tonight. So Congressman Hill, who for all intents and purposes is in a purple area, and had said on Fox News that her constituency wants Trump impeached. That's a lie. I know her area. It's a flat-out lie. And early on, you know, as much as she has said she doesn't believe in it, now she's come back to it, talking about single-payer health care again. What the hey? You cannot, and this is what I'm saying to you. We need to hold these people's feet to the fire. When you're on the campaign trail, and you say that, you know, you believe in the Second Amendment, you believe in the First Amendment, you believe people should have the right to choose their schools, to whatever. I mean, this is a freedom of choice overall. And then when you get in office, all of a sudden everything changes. You know, you don't really show up in your area. You really don't spend time learning about what's going on in your area. You know, like Elijah Cummings. I don't think he can find his district. Corey Duncan, when he's on with us, who lived there for years, said they hadn't seen the guys for years. They see him every 2 years for a couple of weeks, and then we don't see him again. So again, this is the time. If you believe in President Trump, if you believe in what he's doing for this country, this is the time to support him, right? Not necessarily just by going to a Trump rally or what have you, or buying a MAGA hat or whatever it is, but fighting in your community, because it all starts local. And in my area, these are the people I know. I know the senators. I know the assembly people. I know the congressmen in this particular area. And if you don't call them out, if you don't keep their feet, I did it with my own. I did it with my Republican congressman. If you don't call them out, keep your feet to the fire, then don't complain about it. If you know they're doing things, confront them on them. Ask them about it. Again, I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. If you know what the ethics rules are, and you choose to blow them off, if you choose to break them, and I'm going to say it again, if there were staff members around her that knew what she was doing and didn't say anything, they deserved to be fired. If they were more afraid about their job than they were about the person committing an assault on the American public, the American people, then if your ethics, I don't know, if your ethics oath means nothing to you, if your oath of office means nothing to you, then why should we give you the seat back? See what I mean? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? If you're not getting this show in your area, if you're having, now we have a Apple app and an Android app. If you're not getting the show in your area, you can always get it on the app. I prefer you get it on the station. Call the station in your area. And ask them point blank, why don't you carry this show? What is wrong with you? You know, hold their feet to the fire, if you would. And then, again, if they won't take the show, I told you what to do. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. I'll make the call. I'll ask them why they're not taking the show. You know, I'll hold their feet to the fire. They're like that. And when you're working for a candidate in your area locally, remember, take it back to local. It all starts local. Although in Hill's case, I think she got up one morning and decided to run for Congress, although I'm not so sure that's true either. I really think the Dems in this last election, in this last cycle, look at who was running across the country. They went looking for people and groomed people to run. Groomed people. It's the year of the woman. Anyhow, Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Please, please, please be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Give me your email address. You can sign up for text alerts. TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. God bless. We'll be back in a little bit.